This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Wall Street calmed down a bit last week after what was a wild stretch to start the month, though many economists still expect things to remain shaky for the time being. We turn now to CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money, presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, I guess the one lesson we can take away is listen to Jill when we talk about this volatile stretch in the market.
Well, I don't know about that, but I've learned a lot living through a lot of these massively volatile periods. And, you know, listen, things are unpredictable. Certainly 5 years ago, we learned that with the pandemic, and the things that come out of the blue, they can be both personal and financial. Sometimes it converges on both. And one thing that I think is important is, as you just said in the intro, this is not going away. And it doesn't mean that you live your life thinking, oh my gosh, when's the next shoe going to drop? But I do think it's really important not to buy into someone who tells you what you think you want to know. Oh, it's all over. Oh, it's all awful. So really the most important thing you can do for the 63 or 4% of folks who are invested is to drown out the noise, stick to your game plan. That's an incredibly important thing. And really, if you don't have some sort of investment portfolio that you can live with when things go really bad, you probably have too much risk. And for everyone else, you know, I understand that it gets kind of boring to hear me say you need an emergency reserve and you need to pay down debt. You know why I say that? Because it works. It's like I'm an old athlete and I say, you know what you really need to do? You need to shoot foul shots. You got to practice them. You have to take penalty kicks because these basic things really do keep you out of trouble.
Jill, you know, to your point that you make frequently is to not time the market. That's not a great idea. But for people who are close to retiring, they're pretty anxious because they don't have, you know, 10 or 15 years to sit back to watch their investments recover.
Yeah, I think this is incredibly important what you raise in that, you know, sometimes as you get older, when things are really good in the market, you don't think about, well, what if things get really bad fast? And again, I don't want you to live in fear all the time. But what I do think is important is money that you think you're going to be needing, either from your portfolio for your living expenses, or maybe to buy a car, or maybe that you're going out and putting a down payment on a home, that money cannot be at risk. So I thought it was really interesting when I look back on, I know I get emails all the time for my podcast and for my radio show, and I go back and I look and say, what were the kind of emails I was receiving in December and January and February when the market was going up? And let me tell you, it wasn't like, oh, I'm afeard. It was, oh my gosh, things are great. How can I make more money? And one of the things that's very good to remember is that when things are really good, that's a great time for you to look in your own self and say, what can I do to improve my lot? Not with by the market actions, but personally, what can I do? Am I invested too aggressively? Have things gotten out of whack? The good periods of time for markets, nobody wants to contemplate the bad stuff, but that's precisely when you should do that. It's like when I say to people, you don't want to have to go out and draft a will after you've gotten a horrible diagnosis. You want to do it when everyone's really happy and healthy and good and you can make smart decisions.
Little Monday morning therapy from Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst with us for Jill on Money.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.